Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
The city of Soldotna has storefront improvement programs to assist local business owners. The city for the past several years has offered the traditional storefront program, which provides matching grants for the physical improvement to building facades to businesses locally. The traditional storefront improvement program provides a matching grant for exterior business remodels in the city's commercial districts. Shannon Davis, executive director for the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, explained the program.
The city of Soldotna has just opened their grant application process again for its storefront improvement program. So this program is to promote a thriving community and an attractive streetscape. This is quite a bit of money for improving your storefront. It's up to $7,500 for projects that rehabilitate storefronts. So applications are due by March 5th, so that's right around the corner. From program guidelines and more information, you can visit soldotna.org or call the planning department over at the city of Soldotna.
According to the city's website, there's also a virtual storefront program that's been added to the city to assist local businesses in building and maintaining their websites due to the health concerns brought upon by the COVID-19 pandemic. The virtual storefront program was developed to help small businesses affected by the pandemic, which provides grant funds for businesses to establish and expand their web presence. The grant amount available to each business is 75% of the cost of approved work, up to a maximum city contribution of $1,000. The applications are reviewed on a first-come, first-served basis. Grant applications are accepted three times a year, usually in September, June, and February. If you're interested in applying, contact the city or log on to their website at soldotna.org. The city reports that the program has awarded over $90,000 in grant funds to local projects and has resulted in more than $400,000 in private investment in the downtown area. Anchorage Republican Representative Sarah Rasmussen breaks from Alaska's House Minority Caucus, according to the Anchorage Daily News. She is a Republican member of the State House of Representatives from Anchorage and created a breakaway minority caucus of her own, according to what she said Tuesday. She represents Anchorage's Sand Lake neighborhood and will serve in the House as an independent Republican without ties to either the 21-member coalition House majority or the 18-member House Republican minority. It's an approach last taken by Representative Gabrielle Ledoux of Anchorage in the prior legislature. In the state legislature, minority groups receive committee seats based on their size. By shrinking from a 19-member minority to an 18-member one, the Republican minority loses one seat on the House Finance Committee, which drafts the state budget. The majority has tentatively assigned that seat to Rasmussen. Committee assignments are not final until approved with a majority vote on the House floor. Rasmussen sent a written statement through text message, according to the Anchorage Daily News, saying, and I quote, "Representative Sarah Rasmussen campaigned on controlling spending, a sustainable PFD, and opposing an income tax. At this time, she feels the best path forward to accomplishing those goals is to work as an independent member of the House Finance Committee, meaning she's not a member of either the majority or minority caucus." The text continues, "She's committed to putting aside partisan politics in order to do what's best for the state of Alaska and accomplish the priorities that her constituents in Sand Lake sent her to work on. Representative Rasmussen looks forward to being an integral part of crafting long-term fiscal policies that will move the economy and Alaska forward," unquote. A federal judge is set to formally issue a preliminary injunction to halt the federal government's sale of the National Archives facility in Seattle. The Washington State Attorney General announced late last week that a U.S. District Court judge has moved to block the government's plan to expedite its sale of the facility and scatter its records out of the region. The ruling came in response to an 87-page lawsuit filed by the Attorney General and several Alaska Native tribes last month. The lawsuit alleges the government decided to sell the building and scatter its historical records to facilities in Missouri and California without prior notice and without consulting local and tribal governments. The reason why this is important is that the facility contains the history of nearly 300 federally recognized tribes, including early drafts of tribal treaties, as well as documents about the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.